Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Aztec Minerals talking about the exploration program that is starting up again at the Tombstone Project in Arizona, where the company is a 75% interest in a JV at this project. I'm chatting right now with Simon Dykowski, president and CEO of Aztec Minerals. Aztec is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. Now, Simon, we're following up on a news release from earlier this week, April 10th. You provided an update on the first phase of exploration at the Tombstone Project. It seems like this initial work here is really just focused on building out and defining some more of the targets around the contention pit. Please give us a bit of an overview of what investors should expect from this early on work this year at this project.
Yeah, sounds great, Corey. Thanks again for having me on the show. And we did announce the startup of our exploration program for 2024 at the historic Tombstone Silver District, where we've been drilling over the past few years since we got into this play a few years ago. And our joint venture committee met last week and approved our first phase of exploration, which will run about 60 days from mid-April into mid-June. And what we're accomplishing here is a lot of groundwork that we haven't yet had a chance to do. So we're taking advantage of the moderate weather conditions at this time of year up at the Tombstone property, where we can actually go in and a great detail map and sample the pit. And then more importantly, some of our targets to the west, east, and to the south, particularly up the west side target, which we recently acquired in a transaction that closed last May. So our first opportunity to go in and get on the ground there since our last drilling program. So the program is expected to run approximately 60 days. And the outcome of this is expected to be a round of high priority expansionary drill targets, probably oriented towards the sill zone and the west side zone, which are to the west of the main contention open pit.
So in terms of the type of targets you're looking for, a lot of the past drilling has been near surface drilling, hitting mineralization. Is that, again, kind of the focus here, near surface mineralization to drill?
Yeah, we still have a lot of exploration upside in the shallow drilling component of this project. Obviously, the Tombstone property and the exploration theory here is famous for the CRD potential, but we still feel that there is very significant potential to expand laterally with more shallow drilling. And in the news release that we published today, we included a figure one, which is the gold-silver shallow mineralized expansion footprint. And what we were trying to highlight with this non-43-101 compliant, but we still think helpful visual of grade thickness is how dispersed throughout our drill pattern the high grade gold silver results have been. And if investors do have a chance to look at that plan map, they'll see really the highest grade holes here, the ones denoted in red dots, are spread north, south, up and down the pit, and also east, west. So it's quite dispersed. It's not like we've put 10 or 15 holes into, you know, quote unquote hotspot. It's part of our grid drilling, and it's showing really the width and the potential to grow, we think, the shallow oxidized gold silver footprint here. So we're quite excited about getting high priority drill targets solidified, you know, particularly to the west here. Obviously, if you look at our drill pattern, it does look like there's a potential to put another fence into the west. We don't want to just kind of willy-nilly put in another fence of 50 meters. We actually want to use some of the volumes of information that we've obtained from, you know, our own modeling, from modeling the underground solids of all the old workings, from some of the open pit expansion plans that we've uncovered in our data review, and really have a comprehensive look at where we can best focus our exploration dollars through the drill bit. Obviously, drilling is expensive, and we want to limit our errors as much as we can. So we think it is prudent to take advantage of this, as I mentioned, weather window over the next 60 days to go in there, really to consolidate the data in a multidisciplinary way through 3D modeling, through, you know, acquiring more surface exploration data, assays and mapping, and TerraSpec sampling as well, to have really a comprehensive look at how our investor dollars will be spent on the next round of drilling, which, you know, we are very, very optimistic about and excited really to get underway in this rebounding precious metal environment over the past few weeks. It's a pretty exciting time to be working on a project located in mining friendly Cochise County on private ground that we control in a favorable joint venture.
All right, so that figure one is where we can see some of these targets that you have referred to. I was going to get you to circle back around to where the priority is, but it does sound like it's on that west side, at west side and also Sill. What more can you tell us about how this could all connect together, how you go about even putting a potential resource around this project while it is still fairly early days at this project?
Yeah, great question. Look, I mean, we've only had an opportunity to drill this on a limited basis thus far. We've done two rounds of RC drilling and one half round, let's call it, of core drilling. So in total, we've put in 6,500 meters over about 51 shallow drill holes. So it's a great start, but we really haven't hit the limits of the mineralization in any which direction yet. And so, you know, we can see the structures that we're cutting in the central and north part of the pit, that there's no indication that they simply stop at our drill grid boundary. They do look like they run to the west side. Really need to spend some time just understanding the modeling and then determining, you know, where to place a half dozen to a dozen drill holes in that west side target, and then stepping out towards the Sill target as well. You know, we do see this having the potential to really gain in width significantly. You can see on our plan map in figure one that it does run another 500 to 600 meters to the west in an area that's quite topographically favorable to drilling and then potential development. And many of these targets were by previous operators considered for development, and to our advantage, were not developed in the late 80s, early 90s, when the mining market and the precious metal market specifically took a turn out of favor during that era. So it's really our opportunity here to finish what was planned to be developed back then in an era now of much stronger precious metal pricing, obviously both on the headline numbers, but also now with some investor enthusiasm coming back into the sector. So, you know, in short, I think it's wide open laterally and gives us an opportunity to build some shareholder value with shallow drilling, which is just by its nature a lot less risky and potentially cheaper than drilling deeper targets at this point.
So, Simon, as we look at the company Aztec here, we're talking about Tombstone in southern Arizona. It sounds like you're going to get back drilling sometime later this year. But we have also been talking a lot about the Cervantes project in Mexico. How do you balance the two out, work-wise and catalyst-wise?
Yeah, great question. And so we have obtained even more drill data from Cervantes recently with our recently completed phase 3A RC drill program that wrapped up just a couple of months ago. So we're concurrently working up the modeling there. We're building out our internal model and generating a plan to go back there for a follow-up target generation program, and then ultimately to finish the phase 3B RC drilling program that we got started last autumn. And it's a good opportunity to go back to Tombstone now, because there's a factor in the Sonoran Desert that we have to contend with each year, which is the rainy season, which is kind of quickly approaching us, and it makes working at Cervantes a little bit more difficult in the middle of the summer, and then subsides towards September, October. So it gives us an opportunity to, again, you know, work up our targets, to understand the model that we're developing at Cervantes, and then have a turn drilling there potentially later this year after we've gotten our surface exploration program completed at Tombstone and potentially a subsequent round of RC drilling at Tombstone as well.
Okay, Simon, thank you. I think that brings us up to speed here on what the company's planning. Big picture-wise, this year at both projects, I'll post a link to the Aztec website. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please let me know. I'll get Simon to address those, and I will follow up as we get some more news on where the company will be drilling at Tombstone and when that will start. Simon, thank you again for your time. We'll chat again soon.
Hey, Corey, thanks for the opportunity. Much appreciated.